Okay, ja. 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 Ja.
Ja. Ja. Ja. Okay, nein, ich störe überhaupt nicht im Moment. Aber nicht, ist nichts.
Let's go!
Alright. Nochmal das, machen wir hier die Mikrofon.
Are we ready?
Ready!
We think we're ready, so we got just a little bit of a ceremony here. We're going to have a few announcements, but it won't take us long, and then we'll get right into the music. I am Brenda Shepherd. This is my husband, Robert Shepherd. We want to welcome you to the Shepherd Home, Shepherd Farm, and we're glad you're here. Thank you. And I want to introduce you to a few more shepherds and people that helps us. We have our daughter, Monica Shepherd. Our youngest daughter, Laura Shepherd. Hey, Laura. My daughter-in-law, Lee Shepherd, in the back. Our grandchildren, Henry Shepherd, Sarah Grace Shepherd, and Jack Shepherd in the very back. We have Robert's mother here with us, sitting back here on the stage. Grace Shepherd, and this year we celebrated, had her a big 90th birthday party here. My mother, Marge Ellis, back here in the back. But she won't let me tell you how old she is. Our aunt, Madge Jennings. Robert's sister, Carol Shepherd. Okay, we have Molly Shepherd. She's up in the raffle booth. There, Molly's waving. She'll be glad to sell you those raffle tickets all weekend. My sister, Marquita Hamby, back here behind us. She's at the box office, so you probably saw her when you come in tonight. Her husband, Doug, I don't think he made it up here, but he's here helping us too. My other sister, Renee Simmons, that's doing the merchandise up there. My brother-in-law, Brad, they're out in Charlotte with Logo Pros, selling you the merchandise all weekend. Neil, I do see you standing up there. Come on down here. My brother, Charles Ellis, he's sitting up there too in the merchandise tent. Okay, we have a lot of our volunteers has helped us this week all year, but our volunteer of the year 2 years ago that's here helping us, they help us each year, Hilda Maynard Holbrook. Okay, I'm going to turn this over to Uwe to introduce to a few more people to you.
Well, I just want to introduce the Kruger family, and I'm going to have Krista Kruger, my brother's wife, over there first. Her two lovely daughters, Anya and Miriam. Their father, my little brother, Jens Kruger. And then I want to introduce you to a future Kruger, Miss Rebecca Queen. She's going to be my wife soon, so she's going to watch Rebecca Kruger. Not yet, but. And of course, Joel Landsberg Kruger, right here. And Brenda Shepherd Kruger. And then we have Joel's mother here, Dina, made her way all the way from San Francisco. Okay. And then we have my brother, Uwe Kruger. We have Uwe Kruger here, yes. Then we have, of course, we have the fourth Kruger brother here. That's Philip up there on the sound. And then, of course, it's not Kruger, but Zanon. And his wife, Sarah, and his son, Ben. They're somewhere around. And there's going to be a second little one in about a month. So, all right. That was it for the Krugers, I think.
Okay, this time I would like to introduce Robert Johnson. He comes to us on behalf of the town of North Wilkesboro. He is a town commissioner. Robert?
Thank you. We are so pleased and consider it a great privilege to have the third annual Carolina in the Fall Festival. We want to welcome each and every one of you on behalf of the town of North Wilkesboro, on behalf of the the shepherds, and on behalf of the whole Kruger gang, we just love them and appreciate them and thank them for being here and being a part of us. Hey, they are here full time now. I'm sure most of you know that, and we do appreciate them and thank them very much for their wonderful bluegrass music. We had the opportunity this morning to, and I thank them from the bottom of my heart to, for giving us the privilege of being able to be a part of their session on the Hometown Opry this morning. We enjoyed it very much. We thank them for it. Thank each and every one of you for being here. Make yourself at home. Have plenty of eats. Do whatever you want to. Listen to good music. And guys and gals, let's kick it off. Thank you on behalf of the town of North Wilkesboro.
Thank you, Robert. Well, I'm the educator in the group, and I get to give all the instructions. I do want to welcome you and just let you know where everything's located while you're here this weekend. The food vendors, if you haven't already found them, are directly up the valley. We've got several food vendors, lots of good things to eat. And then we have other vendors that gives you an opportunity to shop while you're here. And the restrooms are located, there's a couple near the food area, and then some to my right, just around behind the corner. We have an additional drink stand, also to my right. On Saturday and Sunday, Petey's Place, the children's area, presented by Wilkes Regional Medical Center's New Beginnings Birthing Center, will be in full swing, and the children can just go, there's a walkway, it goes by a waterfall, it's a really pretty walk, just over to the next clearing, and that is Petey's Place. Carolina in the Fall merchandise tent is to my left. The raffle tent is beside it. If you are looking for music from festival musicians, you'll find that in the yellow and white tent right here, or the blue and white tent next door. If you should need it, first aid tent is on the hill to my right. The parking situation, we're trying to get you as close to the festival as you can. And when you come in, if you'll go all the way around the field, the further you go, the closer you actually get to right here. It goes around in a circle, and then you can walk in through Petey's Place, and that may make it a little easier for you. If you have a harder time walking, if you need assistance, there will be gators who will be circling, and they'll be glad to give you a ride. If you just go all the way around and come around as far as you can, you'll find a good parking spot that'll be a little bit closer for you. Habitat for Humanity is here this weekend recycling cans, and they've got receptacles throughout the festival grounds, and they're recycling those on behalf of Habitat for Humanity. We have programs available. It was such a rush at the box office. There were so many people here ready to get started tonight. I'm not sure that we gave everybody a program, but we do have those located in several places, and it tells you everything you need to know about the festival, so make sure you pick up one of those free programs. Is that it?
That's it.
Uh-huh. All right, Steve Handy. I'm going to turn it over to Steve. He's a much better MC than I am. Let's welcome Steve Handy from the Hometown Opry.
Oh, man. I was joking backstage about coming out with my pants zipped, so I unzipped them and pulled my shirt tail off and got to talking and forgot to put it back in. So I did it anyway. Doggone it. That's Micah and Chad, the sound guys. It's all their fault. I think they distracted me on purpose. Well, howdy. Are you ready for a good evening? I tell you what, it is the perfect autumn weekend. I'm not just saying that. I've heard that on radio, TV. I've read it in newspapers. We've got the most perfect weather we've had all year. Fall is in the air. You can feel it. You can see it. You can smell it if you just take a breath. And we're in a beautiful place. We've got some fantastic musicians. We've got fantastic people here. And we all need a break, don't we? Has anybody here ever built a house? Hey, everybody's going,
yeah, I did.
Can't raise your hand up as high once you build one. I'm building my first one. I tell you what, it's like trying to lay my own eggs. It's awful. And I was late getting over here. I was supposed to be here at 5:30. I was late getting here because I had to stop at the store and pick up a bunch of stuff to sew my front yard with. Well, I went in on time. They were watching the Hometown Opry, which the Kruger brothers and Tut Taylor and Norman and Nancy Blake were on this morning. They have it on TV tonight. Everybody was standing around watching that, and they wouldn't check me out. And that's what, honest to goodness, at Jimmy Superette on 18, you can go by and ask them. They got a TV there, and they said, really, is it true? And they were asking me, there was an elderly man, they're asking me who everybody was. He apparently just passing through. He said, now, who are those people? And I told him about Uwe and Joel and Jens, and And he said, "Who's that old man over in the corner?" I said, "That's Cousin Maynard." And he said, "He's got the highest tenor voice I've ever heard."
Oh, you too.
I know. He's not old. I'm just joking. But I tell you what. Building the house, he's been working on a building for years, and he'll probably tell you all about that before this festival is over, and you're going to love it when he does. But a lot of great entertainment. We'll get to that in just a moment, though. Right now, we have people here from all over America. We have people here from many other countries right here at the Shepherd Farm in North Wilkesboro, and it's a time for us all to come together. Have a good time. Enjoy our fellowship. Enjoy the music and appreciate the talent on stage, and just be people. And love one another and have a great time. We're going to do that right now, and we're going to have two very special people here who were here at the first Kruger Festival, Carolina in the fall, and they have really grown since that first one. If you would please just stand and listen to Henry and Sarah Grace and the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Henry and Sarah Grace. And now we have two special ladies who are here from Switzerland. They call America home now, and they introduced me to something that, even though I've lived here for a long time, we've got a tree in my grandma's yard, I've never eaten one. That's roasted chestnuts. They handed it to me out of the shell. I thought it was a squirrel brain when I first saw it. It looks just like one, but I tell you, it's got a good taste to it. If you would, please, welcome singing the national anthem, Anya and Miriam Kruger.